On 6PR Breakfast, it's time for Peter Ford for Reading Cinemas. Movies from $11, readingcinemas.com.au.
The boys watch the girls while the girls watch the boys who watch the girls go by.
6 after 8 on this Friday morning, Peter Ford is with us.
Jeffrey Rush kicks us off, Peter. He said yesterday all I wanted was 50 grand, an apology, a retraction. Do you think in hindsight that would have been a better issue to do?
He wanted a front page apology. Would have been a pretty dramatic thing to have done. I mean, as you've seen through the years, very often when they do apologies in newspapers, they're like the size of a postage stamp on page 33 or something. So he was pretty bold in wanting that. But yeah, in terms of the dollars, then absolutely this could have been settled very early. And it's not dissimilar to what happened with Rebel Wilson. When she first went to Bauer Media, she was willing to settle for $40,000. And I think she would have wanted an apology as well. But again, they said, no, we're going to take you on. And of course, it turned out that she won, as indeed Jeffrey Rush has won. Now, the amount of money that he's got, although it's a lot of money, approaching $2 million for economic loss, and then another $850,000 for the pain and suffering, although that is a lot of money, of course. But nonetheless, had he been working for the last 18 months, instead of being at home depressed, getting ready for this, he would have earned more than that. So in a dollar sense, it's not really a win, but it's not about dollars for him. It's very much about personal pride and public perception.
Do you think they'll appeal? Can they?
They definitely are. Yeah, they definitely are appeal. We know that for a fact, but they still had to kind of bring this first chapter to a close. But they can't really go and have a fight about the money until they knew what the money was.
Yes,
but right. And again, for News Limited's point of view, it's not about the money either. They just don't want Jeffrey Rush to have a win. And so therefore we go back to this waiting game, and I know people who know Jeffrey very well, and there's no doubting he is a broken man. He doesn't really like to leave the house anymore, and he, I guess, was hoping maybe in the back of his mind that there wouldn't be an appeal and he could begin to move forward, but now it's back to square one, basically.
I find it intriguing, though, the whole case, and whether the Telegraph will compete, will actually challenge on the grounds that it's a wrong sentence.
Well, hasn't the woman at the centre of it done interviews since where she's kind of expanded on stuff, and therefore that now can be brought into evidence, whereas previously it could not be brought into evidence?
Yeah, and of course, bear in mind that they weren't able to introduce Witness X last time, who turned out to be an Australian actress living overseas called Yael Stone. She was denied the chance to take the stand, and she has also given interviews subsequently as well. So it's going to be a whole new thing when it does go back to trial again.
Yeah, it will be. Yeah, Olivia Newton-John has revealed more sadness in her life.
Oh, I tell you what, you know, it just seems so wrong, doesn't it, that bad things happened to really, really nice people, and you don't get anybody nicer than Olivia, yet she's had all these terrible tragedies and losses, and today she took to social media to announce, I'll read it to you, my dear, sweet, gentle, clever brother Hugh passed away May 7th, so it's been kept quiet for a while, in Melbourne, Australia, after many years of decline. I love him so and will miss him terribly. Love and light, Olivia, and she's included some pictures of her brother Hugh, and bearing in mind, of course, her sister Rona died about, I think it was about 3 years ago now that Rona died. So, and Olivia, of course, is battling cancer herself. And yet, somehow, she manages to always stay positive and this beacon of light.
Yeah, she does. Interesting news in the world of media. David Spears, who's a name that many people will know if they have Foxtel and Sky News. He's their chief political man, does a very good job. He's quit Foxtel to go to the ABC, and amongst other things, is going to host Insiders, filling in for Barry, or taking over from Barry Cassidy.
Yeah, people speak very, very highly of David Spears, and I suppose from his point of view, let's be honest, you know, Sky News is getting a bad rap, rightly or wrongly, more so focused for what they do in the evenings, or I guess late afternoon, Perth time, but that really is under fire, and a lot of heavy criticism, all these petitions to get Qantas to stop showing it in the lounges, etc. But that sort of taint sort of spreads across the whole channel anyway, so I'm sure when he got an offer to go to the ABC to do a decent show like Insiders, he probably didn't have to think too long.
If you had to guess, I mean, would the ABC pay more than Sky News for someone of his standing?
I would have thought in a similar bracket. Okay. I don't know is the honest answer, but I would have thought in a similar bracket. I would have thought somebody
he's very good.
Like
oh,
he's
I,
very good.
I liked his coverage of the federal election was outstanding. You're involved with the industry. What do you reckon he's on?
Oh, I don't know.
What would you go? You're not going to go
I'll
for it?
I'll put out there 500. Could the ABC pay 500?
I wouldn't have quite gone that high. I would have stopped at 300. Mm. But it's a decent wage, obviously.
Well, Lee Sales is entitled to be their highest paid employee of the on-camera social commentator, the political commentators. I think she should be. She hosts the flagship. So you'd have to have her below that. And I think we've seen a published figure for Lee Sales of about 4 or 450, I reckon.
Yeah. And of course, when you are someone like a David Spears, who they obviously decided we want him, that puts you in a good bargaining position when they come to you.
Interesting times. Is he left enough to be in the ABC?
One thing I was going to say, of all of the people on Sky, I reckon you could watch him for 3 years and not really know which side he personally was on. He's very objective. That's one of the great strengths and credits to him, because obviously Sky News is right. They're very right. Mm-hmm. Yet he appears very impartial most of the time to me. I might not have seen everything and it's more obvious his political leanings, but I've certainly always thought, gee, he's good, this bloke. You don't know which side he's on.
Well, let's move on to Sam Newman. He indicates he may not do the Footy Show reunion if they do one at all.
Yeah, there's a lot of buzz around. They are planning to do the traditional grand final eve show, which, of course, was always a big rating show for them. But, of course, now we have this situation where, well, the Footy Show is dead and buried, but we're going to revive it for one more night. But Sam Newman has taken to Twitter. Have you ever seen Sam Newman's Twitter feed? It's pretty out there. At first, I didn't even believe it was him, but it is. But he says here, keep hearing the Footy Show is regrouping for grand final week. I wonder what version it'll be. Can't wait. Hope I'm near a TV to watch it. So at best, he's indicating he's not in the loop for whatever they're planning.
Take that. It's been a tough week for you, 40. We appreciate all your work you've done for us and best wishes over the weekend.
Thank you, boys.